Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette man charged after woman shot in the head. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. A 43-year-old man is facing serious charges after allegedly shooting a woman in the head last Thursday, leaving her brain dead just 3 days later. Javier Abeda was taken into custody after telling officers, "I just shot her," at a home on O'Henry Drive, according to court documents. Witnesses said Abeda had been acting paranoid for days and made threats to kill others. His sister told police he had earlier tried to shoot a friend, but the gun didn't fire. The fatal shooting reportedly occurred when Marissa Allen attempted to take the gun from him. Police say Abeda may have been under the influence of meth during the incident. He faces two counts of attempted second-degree murder and aggravated assault. Prosecutors indicated one attempted murder charge will likely be upgraded to a murder charge. Bond has been set at $1 million cash or surety. Debate continues among lawmakers after Radiant Nuclear chooses Tennessee over Wyoming. Wyoming lawmakers and energy experts are divided after Radiant Nuclear announced it will build its first microreactor manufacturing facility in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, rather than Wyoming. The California-based company cited regulatory uncertainty in Wyoming as the key factor in its decision. Cowboy State Daily reported Radiant had planned for months to locate the plant in Barnum, Natrona County, but the Wyoming legislature's delay on a bill allowing the storage of out-of-state nuclear waste prompted the company to move to Tennessee. The Oak Ridge site, once part of the Manhattan Project, offers regulatory certainty and a supportive government. Radiant plans to start construction in early 2026 and produce its first mass-produced Calidos nuclear generator by 2028. Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon criticized the state's opposition, calling it the work of Club No and urging lawmakers to embrace innovation. Senator Ed Cooper highlighted the national defense applications of microreactors and noted broad local support for the project. Representative Steve Harshman compared the missed opportunity to rejecting coal 50 years ago. However, members of the Wyoming Freedom Caucus, including Representative Rachel Rodriguez Williams, chairman, argued that supporting nuclear energy does not require accepting out-of-state nuclear waste. Meanwhile, University of Texas Austin professor Alan Kupperman questioned the economic viability of Radiant's small-scale reactors, calling them potentially the world's most expensive electricity. For now, Radiant's focus is on Tennessee, though the company says it continues to support Wyoming's nuclear industry and hopes a nuclear ecosystem can grow in the state. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.